Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Easter. And from France, we hear from Father Jean-Jacques Perennes, a French Dominican friar who spent many years in the Middle East and in Arab and Muslim countries pursuing interreligious dialogue and working for the Master of the Order in Rome. He now lives in Lille at the novitiate house of the province of France and continues his commitment to interreligious dialogue. The title of his preaching today is Witness to Peace.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 15 and 16. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin, unrighteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Homily. As we prepare to celebrate the Lord's ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, we continue to live in the light of Easter and recall Jesus' last teaching to his disciples. He said two essential things to them. Abide in me as I abide in you. We are not followers of an ideology. What defines us is not first and foremost a doctrine. What sets us apart is our intimacy with Jesus, for we are members of his body, the body of Christ. Second teaching, I leave you my peace, I give you my peace. This is what Pope Leo said to us in his first message after his election. Peace be with you. It is a peace of the risen Christ, a peace that is disarming and disarmed, humble and persevering. We have to accept this gift of peace even today in the world as it is, a world marked by war, a world where the lure of money prevails over many human values, leading to the crushing of the poor, the rejection of foreigners and migrants. This is a world we need to transform, because Christianity is a religion of the Incarnation, not a religion outside time or history. This is the meaning of the text of Revelation, also read in this sixth Sunday of Easter. John describes his vision of the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, with the glory of God within it. Jerusalem, today a tragically divided city, is intended to be the symbol of a reconciled world. It is therefore in the midst of history and human tragedy that we must bear witness to the risen Christ in message of peace. How can we? We are so weak, we are tempted to say. The Gospel gives us several other images of this disarmed and disarming peace to which we must bear witness. to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world. Too much salt spoils the taste. Too much light dazzles. But it doesn't take much to give taste or enlighten, to be a sign in the darkness. The Epistle to Dionysius, an anonymous text from the second century that we read in the breviary this Thursday, speaks on this, of this in a magnificent way. Christians do not distinguish themselves from others. They live in the same towns. They marry like everyone else. They spend their lives on earth, but they are citizens of heaven. They lack everything, but have everything in abundance. In a world, what the soul is in the body, Christians are in the world. End of quotation. So, brothers and sisters, let us welcome the serene peace given to us by the risen Lord, and let us in turn be joyful witnesses to the resurrection in our world awaiting salvation.